The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Show for Tuesday, October the 8th. On today's broadcast, we'll talk with Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series points leader Tony Bieber and two-time World Outlaw champion Jason Myers as he makes his return to the World Finals. That's all coming up next here on the Sprint Car Show, brought to you by Rod and Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. By Penske Racing Shock, the competitive advantage of champions, and by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway. Championship race teams like Donnie Schatz depend on quality parts to make it through a season. That's why they and other champions rely on rod ends from Rod End Supply.
Hi, this is Bob Douglas, and for 23 years, we have been delivering the best quality rod ends on the market, with on-time deliveries and customer service second to none. And this philosophy will continue.
To learn more about Rod End Supply, call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902 or visit them online at rodendsupply.com. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. And welcome back to the Sprint Car Show here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Coming up on Saturday at the Tony Stewart-owned Eldora Speedway, it's the UNOH Sprintacular, featuring the All-Star Circuit of Champions, the NRA Sprint Invaders, and the Wingless Sprints of the Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series. Joining us right now to talk about the Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series is the current points leader and second-generation driver, Tony Bieber. Tony, welcome to the show. Great to talk with you.
Oh, thanks for having us on. It's a great opportunity.
Second generation driver, your father, well known out there in Western Pennsylvania. What was your first introduction into the world of sprint car racing as a kid that you recall?
Man, it was just going to the races every week and hopping in the tow truck and just going wherever he was going. And he won a lot of races, and I enjoyed standing on the front stretch to get my picture taken. It was just something I was attracted to and just something I always wanted to do since I was a kid.
You were telling me off the air that your dad raced in Lernerville, Tri-City, Mercer, picking up wins, track championships there. Of those tracks, any one a favorite, or all three equally important to you and your family?
Lernerville is always going to hold a special place with Don Martin and the history at that place. And there for a long time, he was a leading feature winner at that place. It was one of his more successful racetracks, and it's just that one's always going to stand out.
And, of course, unfortunately, Tri-City not around. I had the great fortune of doing some broadcast at Tri-City with the BRP Modified Tour and seen some sprint car racing there. That's a pretty fast track for sprint cars back in the day when Tri-City was up and about.
Yeah, actually, back in 2009, they had a couple of races there, and me and my dad were both racing. He got back into it for a little bit, and we went over there for a show, and that was the first time I ever got to see the place, or race the place, I should say. We had the wings on. Yeah, it's a fast little racetrack.
So how often did you get a chance to race with your dad?
Not very often. In 2009, I got to race about 15 races with him. He got back into a car for Jeff Taylor out of New Jersey, and we had a good opportunity. But before that, I maybe once or twice. And then now this year, he's back in a race car again, racing this Boss Series with us. We put two cars together, and the second car has been made mainly designated as a spare car in case we need it to chase this championship. But we've been fortunate and lucky so far, and he's been racing it every night and having a good time and get to race with them every night.
That's got to be something very special, because not too many kids, and the Swindells come to mind, the Kinzers come to mind. There's not too many of them out there that can say they can run with their dad in a sprint car at a dirt track on a given Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night. So that's going to be a special thing for you and your dad.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, you know, racing is such a family sport, and it keeps families close together. And to be able to share races with them and race with them, it's a great feeling. Especially earlier this year, we back in 2009, he won a feature getting back into it, and it was cool to jump in victory lane with him, and, you know, on the racetrack with him, watching him win, and jumping out of your own race car and going to stand in victory lane with him. And then this year, we won over at Pittsburgh, and same deal. He was following us, and he got to see us win, and there he is standing in victory lane in his uniform, and that's it really, really makes it special.
That had to be, because you were telling me also when we were just chatting a little while ago that as a kid, you'd be in victory lane with Dad. To have Dad in victory lane with you, that's got to be a memory you'll cherish forever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we won some races, you know, a few years ago when we won our Czech Championship at Lawrenceburg, and he was never there for any of the races we've won before. And this year, this is the first time he got to be there to share victory lane with us, and that was extremely special. My mom was there, my daughter was there, and it was definitely a really special feeling having my dad in victory lane, you know, sharing it with me this time instead of me always sharing it with him.
We'll talk about Lawrenceburg and racing in Indiana in just a moment, but I want to first talk about this weekend's championship, 18-point lead over Brandon Spithaler, and that's not much of a margin of error, not only on track, but when you're talking about Eldora, the margin of error really is amplified because it's either checkers or records at some time. What are your thoughts about going into Eldora as the points leader for the Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series?
We're very confident going into Eldora as far as the race goes. The points, we really can't afford to pay attention to the points and get all worked up and worried about it because it is only 18 points. That can be won or lost in the heat race. I mean, so we need to go control what we can control, do our job at the best, and just don't do anything stupid. And whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And but as far as the racetrack itself goes, I tend to like Eldora. You know, we've had some decent success down there before in the past, and we're just going to go down there and give it everything we got because the points this year have been back and forth between us and Spithaler. He led it early in the year. We got the lead in the middle of the year, and then he took it back. We had a couple bad races, and then it turned around. He had a couple bad races, misfortune. Here we are, really, really close in points again, and it's going to be fun competing against him down there for the last at the last race.
Have you raced at Eldora with the wings before?
Actually, the first time I was ever at Eldora was my seventh or eighth race in a sprint car. We went down there for an all-star show and race, and you know, talk about trying to scare yourself to death, but. We've since grown, you know, done a lot of racing there, did a lot of 360 wing racing there, and we've also done a lot of non-wing racing there back in the 2001 to 2004 era, but it had been 8 years since we'd been there without a wing before last year's Boss Showdown.
How would you describe Eldora to somebody that's never sat inside a sprint car, not only just as a wing, but both a winged and a non-wing sprint car?
It's pretty hard to describe and put into to words that somebody can understand. You have to not be afraid to hit the wall. You got to respect it because it'll jump out and bite you in a real big hurry. It's one of those tracks you have to be really aggressive at, but really, really careful at.
And what did you think about the trucks racing at Eldora this past summer?
I thought the race ended up being way better than I expected it to be. I mean, you know, watching them, seeing the lap times, people were kind of complaining about, oh, they look slow and everything else. And you know, watched a couple of heat races. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. But, man, the end result was a lot better race than I expected. And I'm looking forward to them making improvements. And I know that it'll get even better at that place because Eldora is one of those special racetracks that, I mean, anything that races there puts on a good show.
Now, this is the third time that the second time that you guys are going to be there, Luke Hall winning last year. Can you go back and use your notes from last year, or does Eldora change so much because it is used as often as it is that the notes might be good for some parts of the race, but are they good for a year later?
You definitely have to pay attention to the track conditions. I mean, they can be very different. I mean, that's one thing we have done this week is look at the video from last year and look at our notes and, you know, seeing what the racetrack conditions were and where we were at with our notes. And if we go down there and the track condition ends up being the exact same, I mean, we'll probably be really close to what we had for notes because we are still on an open tire program with the Boss, so we can, you know, run what we, you know, ran last year. We know what we're doing. And, it'll be pretty close because they don't normally change the track a whole lot, but it's just going to be, you know, this year with all the classes of sprint cars being on it, that's one thing that was different from last year. We definitely will still have to be able to react to what conditions are thrown at us.
And in reference to the open tire rule for the Boss, is that open tire then for all four tires?
Yes, open for all four corners, which is one of the nice things about that series is you're not stuck with certain tires you have to pay a certain amount for. I mean, in fact, this year, most of the year, we ran a lot of used tires that people had sitting around from a couple years ago for the old SC tires. That used to be the old spec tire, heck, paying nothing for them and going racing on them.
Hmm. And in terms of the competitors, what's been the majority of the tires that you have seen the competitors run?
Majority have been the Hoosier tires. I mean, that seems to be, you know, whatever various compounds, you know, they have, but it seems like most of the competitors in the Boss deal have been on the Hoosiers. But Brandon Spithaler, he's been running nothing but American Racers, so I mean, that's kind of like a feather in both of their caps right now. Two guys going on there with two different brands of tires on there competing for the title.
Yeah, that is. It is definitely a different deal than what it has been in the past. For the fans who are listening worldwide, tell us a little bit about the Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series and what is it that you like about it that enables you to go out and have fun and still race and compete and even compete against your dad?
Man, right now it is a completely fun series. I mean, the purse structure is not horrible. I mean, it pays decent money. Where you know we do have to do a little bit of traveling and the competition is getting stronger, which is and the purse has increased to compensate. And right now, the promoter Aaron Fry, he is doing a great job listening to the racers. You know, letting us compete. Everybody that's competing in the series right now is having fun, and there's a mutual respect between everybody. I always say there's no bull crap in this series, no BS in it. Everybody is having fun, and like I said, the purse allows you to travel to these races and still compete and cover your expenses and not go broke doing it. Yeah, it doesn't pay as much as a lot of some other series, but man, it's for a second year series, I don't think you could ask for anything more out of it. And it just keeps getting better. He puts his heart and soul into it. He puts every dime he gets invested, he puts right in the points fund. He's really taking care of us racers that are supporting him, and it's a good mutual two-way street for everybody that's involved.
What tracks do you guys generally run at?
It's been a little bit scattered. We do some Ohio stuff, we've been to Fremont, Wayne County, Mercer, PMS, Sharon, Lawrenceburg. We'll be, like I say, we're going to Eldora this weekend. Get a little bit of variety, which is nice because, it's different than running the same weekly track against the same competitors, which can get kind of boring running the same racetrack every week.
You mentioned Lawrenceburg. You were the 2006 track champion there. Was that when it was the bigger track, or had they cut it down at that point?
That was the smaller bullring track before they changed it into the big monster that it is now. It was the old Lawrenceburg, which was a lot more fun than the new place. There are people that don't like the new racetrack, I've only ran there a few times, and I got to get it figured out before I'm going to be a fan of it.
Outside of Lawrenceburg, Tony, any other tracks that you had a chance to run in your non-wing days out in the state of Indiana?
We used to do Gas City on most Friday nights. That was an up-and-down battle for us. Gas City is a tough place where, I've seen guys win one week and miss the show the next. So that was definitely a track that taught us a lot and made us better. We got to Kokomo a couple of times. Those were the majority of them for when we did the non-wing series or back in the 2006 days. It was mostly just those two tracks.
You've won track championships before, but what would it mean for you to win the Boss title this year?
It would mean a lot. Like we were talking about it with some people and game plan, and and we're saying this sets up to be one of, if not the biggest night in my career. It would mean a lot to me because it's a traveling series. It's not just a one racetrack deal, where you can be considered a one-hit wonder. You have to go to different size racetracks and compete, and you have to be competitive on different levels, and to do that would mean a lot to me. And like I said, a traveling series championship would mean an absolute lot to me. And last year we were close. We lost it by 10 points, like I say, which can be won or lost in a heat race. So this year we're in a better spot. We were trailing by almost 40 points, I think it was, last year heading into the door. So this year we're in a better spot. We can just go do what we can do, and hopefully at the end of the night we're celebrating and not upset.
And what's the car count's been like for the non-wing series this season?
The Boss series is getting bare minimum like 22 cars. I mean, they've always got that, but they've had some bigger races where I know, like the opening show at Fremont, we had 40 cars. They've gotten a lot of 25 to 30 car counts, and I bet you, but this race at Eldora, we're probably expecting a neighborhood of 45 cars for the Boss series.
Well, I've always said I enjoy winged racing, but boy, there is something about non-wing racing, especially being able to go into the infield at Bloomington and watch them backing in into turn one in there. That's just it's poetry in motion, and I give you guys a lot of credit because it's all driver feel, and you're on the edge every single lap because at any moment that car can just snap on you, and you have great control. So I admire every racer that goes out and races, whether it's the Bomber Division or all the way up to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but still, it is definitely a skill to drive a non-wing sprint car. Well, Tony, we want to thank you so much for taking time to chat with us here and talk about the Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series. And we want to wish you all the best of luck as you go after that championship on Saturday night at Eldora.
All right. Thank you very much for having me on the show, and hopefully everything goes great.
That's Tony Bieber joining us here on the Sprint Car Show. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with former World of Outlaw champion Jason Myers. He is in the Casey Kane car for the World Finals. We'll find out about that and his win at the Gold Cup and more right after this.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa is the only sprint car museum in the world dedicated to promoting the future of sprint car racing and preserving the past. Located in Turn 2 of the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, except New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Non-wing sprint cars, historic big cars, open-wheel roadsters, and wing sprinters are all on display in the museum, which also features a movie theater and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Make plans now to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville, Iowa, or shop our museum store online at www.sprintcarstuff.com. The Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays and Sundays.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, we're going to go out to the state of California. We're going to talk a little winged sprint car racing. The former two-time World of Outlaws Sprint Car Champion joins us right now from Clovis, California, Jason Myers. Jason was back in the news this week. He'll be piloting the number 49 Ollie's Outlet Bargain Sprint Car for Casey Kane Racing. Jason, always a pleasure to speak with you. Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show.
Thank you. It's good to be back. It's been a little while.
Yes, it has been a little while, but you've picked up a few wins in racing this year. How are things going for you in life besides racing right now?
You know, they're going really well. It's it's been a transition for us and coming home and kind of getting acclimated to the day-to-day things at home, but we're having a great time with it. Our girls are busy and both in school and dance and all that kind of stuff, so it's been really different, and we, you know, we're missing our racing family, of course, and fortunately with Tarleton and Son and Tom and Tommy Tarleton, we've had the opportunity this year to still do some racing. We didn't get out of California any this year, but we certainly were able to have some fun out here, and we're able to get a few wins, so it's been a good season still, and we still got some big races coming up, Cotton Classic and Trophy Cup, and then the deal we put together with Casey Kane and the 49 car, we're really looking forward to that. So life's good. We're excited and happy and excited about what's going on in the future.
So let me ask you, how different is it on a weeknight not to be going out to the shop and getting the car ready, but having the missus tell you, honey, I go out and pick up the girls at their dance lessons?
It's definitely different, and what's funny is we thought we were coming home to slow down, and we came home and got twice as busy. So I've been to more birthdays and weddings and things like that in the last year that I've been to in all my life, which is great. You know, those are some of the things that you always miss out on, and we've gotten to be a part of a lot of those things this year. So it's been fun and just a really very different kind of busy.
Well, that sounds like it's a pretty neat thing going on. I know you were, really looking at both sides of the equation, wanting to spend time with the girls as they're growing up, but you have a great love for sprint car racing and loving the life on the road and the fans, and so obviously it is working out well for you. You've known Casey for a number of years, and I understand that Brad has a nationwide race the same weekend as the World Finals this year. So how did everything come together between you and Casey and the gang to get you into the seat at the World Finals?
Well, we've talked about doing some things for a long time and kind of maybe even doing, Brad always runs a partial schedule, and we've talked about maybe doing some stuff in between there, but Casey's really good about supporting his drivers and backing those guys up, and I think he's always just felt that he wanted to stand behind Brad and kind of keep his program for him, and you can see that the success Brad has had, I think that's paid off. And with this race being at the end of the year, the discussion came up at Gold Cup between Willie Kane and David Farrow and myself about maybe doing something at the World Finals, and we kind of put that out there to Casey, and he thought about it for a little while, wanted to make sure that they had the resources to do it, and of course they've got one of their teams right now with Darren Pittman leading the championship standings, and then a very close point battle with Donnie Schatz, who
is the fiercest competitor there is. So they really wanted to make sure that they didn't do anything to upset that. And after a little while of talking it out, it looked like we could put it together. So we're going to go out and, you know, run that race at the World Finals when Brad's got other commitments, and it should be a lot of fun. David Farrow and his group do a great job. The entire KKR team is a great organization, and I'm just thankful to have the opportunity to be able to go out and work with them here for a weekend.
Of course, you're coming off of a big win, the second time you won the Gold Cup Race of Champions. What did it mean to you to win that race, a very prestigious race, for a second time in your career?
It means a lot. You know, for being from California, the Gold Cup is really the race that you want to win all your life. And to win it the first time a few years ago was very special to us. And to go back and not only win it again, but to win it with a different group of guys, with a different car owner, with, you know, not only getting that win for myself, but getting that win for Tom Tarleton, Tommy Tarleton, Paul Baines, and HP, and Wayne, and Sam, everybody that's part of the team, Eddie Stockbridge, who's helped me for years. And, you know, they haven't been around for a lot of our Outlaw wins. So that was really what was most special about that win was getting it, you know, sharing that with the group of guys. And it was a neat night, very neat event to be able to put your name on. And to be a part of winning something like that is something special and something you remember forever.
You mentioned just a couple minutes ago bigger races that you also have coming up for yourself, the Cotton Classic at Hanford, October the 12th, which is this weekend. It seemed like October is really flying by already. And the Trophy Cup, the 18th and 19th of October at the Thunder Bowl. Talk a little bit about both of those races. And for the fans who have never been to either tracks, what's Hanford and Thunder Bowl like?
Hanford and Tulare and the Thunder Bowl are two of the, you know, the prestigious tracks in California. They do a great job with them. It's always really good racing. The race is coming up. The Cotton Classic is a tradition for several years, really a neat race. And the Trophy Cup, you know, well, you can't say enough good things about that race. It's just, it's all for charity. All the proceeds go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They raised almost, I think, over $100,000 the last several years. I think they've donated over the course, I think they've done that race for 18, 19, 20 years now, and they've donated over $1 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So it's really a neat event. Tulare Thunder Bowl is my favorite racetrack, always has been. And we've had a lot of success there. In fact, we won the Trophy Cup last year, so we're going in there to defend it and hopefully have a good run again and be able to pull it off 2 years in a row would be amazing.
And, of course, Charlotte has to have a very special place in your heart, picking up the back-to-back wins in the first year of getting the championship and then starting the race and picking up the championship the second year back in 2011. Well, what are you most looking forward to in terms of returning to the dirt track at Charlotte?
Well, I'm really looking forward to working with KKR and David and Willie and the entire group there, probably first and foremost. And then, you know, Charlotte's always been really good to me. We've run well there. It's a neat place to go. The World of Outlaws have really done an incredible job with the World Finals. That has turned into just one heck of an event. And to be able to get out there and get in front of our fans and stuff that we haven't been able to see this year, it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, Charlotte's a great place to go to. A lot of the vendors and that we've worked with over the years, a lot of our partners that were part of our race team are in that area. So it'll be a nice time to go out and race with a great team at a great racetrack at a great event and get to see a lot of great people that we haven't seen in a long time.
And I'm sure as a race fan, you have to be pretty happy to see that the World Outlaws are now back on television on CBS Sports Network in a prime time slot on Sunday nights. From 9 to 11. That's got to be not only great for all race fans, but someone like yourself who still has that drive and passion, that's got to be a neat deal to be able to sit back and watch the boys go at it.
Absolutely, and it's, you know, Dirt Vision is amazing, and we listen to quite a few of the races, and I think it's really important for our sport to be on television. I think that's what, you know, when someone that's maybe not been to a sprint car race, when they catch it on television and they think, man, we got to go to one of those. So it's really important, I think, for driving our sport, and it's great to see that they've been able to put something together. Looking forward to how that plays out.
Well, Jason, as always, we are grateful for your time, and thanks so much for joining us once again, and we look forward to seeing you and the gang down at Charlotte when you get back behind the wheel of a sprint car here on the East Coast and take on the best at the World Finals.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and to all the fans, we're looking forward to catching up in Charlotte and watching Darren and Donnie duke this thing out right to the end. It's been exciting to watch, and wish them both the best.
I think it's going to come down to a last lap pass by either one of them. I think it's going to be that close this year that we may not know until the checkered flag falls who's going to win the championship.
Well, for both of their sakes, let's hope not, because, boy, I couldn't imagine. I've been in that situation, and the intensity and the stress is quite unbearable. But, you know, they're both great competitors. I know they're both up to the challenge, and I think for all of us watching, it will be very exciting.
Jason, have a safe flight out, and we'll see you in a few weeks in Charlotte.
All right. Thank you very much.
Jason Myers, two-time World of Outlaw champion, joining us here on the Sprint Car Show. We will take a break and be back with more right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, Shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Special thanks to our guests, Tony Bieber and Jason Myers, for joining us this week on the Sprint Car Show. The Sprint Car Show has been brought to you by Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. By Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions, and by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.